Kevin, as Brian Munns at TSN called, Nani, what sold you on what Grant Clipsom has been able to do for your organization over the last year and a half to give him a 3-year deal and make him a big part of your team here moving forward for the time being?
Well, Grant's the player that, you know, obviously, as everyone knows, we claimed on waivers 2 seasons ago, and in the lockout, in the shortened locked-out season there, he is someone that, as the season progressed and started to become tighter and tighter when it came into the standings, his game seemed to pick up. In the last 33 games of the season last year, he had 14 points. He was plus 14. He was averaging 21 minutes a night when we had some of the other players that were injured. His game seemed to step up. So it was something that, as a 28-year-old defenseman, younger than most of the defensemen in free agency that we had looked at and looked at the different potentials of what they might cost and versus their age. Grant was a good fit. And he's a tremendous person, works very, very hard. He's very physically fit, and he's someone that we think, as his ice times and as his responsibilities grow, his game is going to continue to grow.
As he alluded to with some of the injuries that you dealt with over the shortened time period, nice to have a guy that can kind of jump in and play almost in any of those top six positions for you and really not complain about it.
Well, he's a very versatile two-way defenseman. He's capable on the PK. And he has a tremendous shot from the point, so he can contribute on the power play. He is someone that, is very young when it comes to the age of, his growth as far as a defenseman. And we still think that there's room to improve in his game and continue to grow.
Kevin, Kelly Moore from CJOB, for all the things you described, then, is it an added bonus that Grant's a left-shot D-man?
Yeah, there's no question about it, Kelly. We were looking for a left-handed defenseman, to kind of round out the roster. We are very, very strong on the right side, and now we've got a strong complement on the left side as well. So, you'd like to be able to give your coach those kind of balances, so that he has different options and different abilities, but. Injuries are the great equalizer as the games continue on. And someone that, showed to actually, have his game become stronger when, times were tough down the stretch. And when there were guys injured, when his minutes increased, his game got better. So, it is something that we hope there will be continued development for him in his game.
With the belief that you're probably going to get a deal done with Zach Bogosian, does that pretty much solidify your top six on defense going into the season?
Well, you're always looking to see, but there are a lot of moving parts here. There's Bogosian. There's other RFA contracts that need to get done. There's some spots up front that we still need to fill. And in the cap world, you have to try and balance different things for where you're at the moment, where you want to be in the short term, and where you need to be in the long term. So, behind the scenes, you're really looking at the spreadsheets, you're seeing where all the financial commitments are, where they may go, and what you might need to do moving forward to piece together a good team.
Scott Edmonds, Canadian Press. Are any other RFA deals close?
We do have, I guess, a lot of RFAs that do need to get done. There's obviously, players at the upper end of the spectrum that, will probably continue to work on and will take a little longer. And there's some other players that are younger in their tenure that we anticipate will, be able to get some deals with them in relatively short term, but it's the process switched from the draft now to free agency and the interview period here, where you can reach out and speak to some potential unrestricted free agents as the day of free agency is drawing closer. So you're kind of looking at all your options, looking at the what might be available in front of you, and planning accordingly.
Kevin, Gary Lawless from the Winnipeg Free Press. Was there some urgency to get Grant's deal done prior to 11 o'clock last night so that he couldn't enter the interview period and shop himself around?
Well, I would say that the conversations with Grant and his agent have been ongoing for a while, but as you get closer to a deadline, you have to make some decisions. You look at what might potentially be out there, you forecast what that might cost, and you look at what you have at home here, and that's kind of when we made our decision to say that we're going to go in this direction. We did meet with Grant's agent at the draft and had a very good conversation and kind of laid out the parameters of where both sides might be, and we're very, very happy and thankful we got the deal done and can focus on the other aspects of where things need to be.
Was there a lot of movement in the last couple of hours leading up to the deadline?
With respect to contract or?
Yeah, to Grant.
There was a little bit of negotiation, but not a lot. I think we laid out the both sides kind of laid out their kind of final cases, I guess, so to speak, at the draft meeting, and it was just a matter of fine tuning a little bit, maybe a little bit on the structure of the contract and things like that.
Kevin, Mitch Peacock with CBC. I wanted to know if you're spending some time now making pitches to prospective UFAs that you have your eye on for that second line right wing spot you've been looking to fill.
Well, there's the interview period has started, and we are active in that regard. There has been conversations that we have had and will continue to have for the different positions that might be available or as it goes up and down the lineup, both at the National Hockey League level and at the depth level as well, as we'll need to add in that area as we continue on in the summer. But also the conversations with our RFAs will continue, and even the conversations regarding potential trades in the marketplace is something that has been an active day in those regards as well. We're entering a new period of time here that everybody is there's a feeling out process there with respect to the interview period, and obviously you're not allowed to sign any players until free agency begins, and there's always opportunities for those players to choose you ultimately when it is time to sign, or even maybe sign back with their own teams once they go through that interview process and maybe like what they had before. So it'll be an interesting time, a new little nuance to the free agent period, and it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
And you had mentioned before that you had an interest in at least talking with Al Montoya. What's the urgency in settling your backup goalie position?
We have had conversations and ongoing conversations with his agent. Met him at the draft as well, and actually had a conversation with him as recently as last night. So there is interest, and again, all these things will play out as we move along.
Kevin, you're not allowed to sign a deal until unrestricted free agency period actually opens. But you can agree verbally to a deal, is my understanding. Is there some concern that, obviously you're dealing with agents, and I know you have relationships, and trust is a big part of it, but, you kind of have a handshake over the phone, okay, we're going to do this. I guess the potential to get that return phone call from the agent to say, you know what, someone just offered us another $1 million over 3 years, I guess this is all new, and you're going to have to see how that works out.
Yeah, it is, Gary, and it's something that there is a lot of trust within the business. Most of the time, deals like this are done over the phone, now. But like any, big business or big industry, deal's not done till it's signed. There's lots of things that sometimes the devils are in the details, even in today's world, take it out of this time period of free agency. If you're talking about whether it's your own RFAs or anything, everyone is so quick to want to get out and announce something, but until you get that paper signed, until you look and see that all the contract parameters are, you know, what you believe you agreed to, you know, the deal's not done. So, but, you know, again, it's as the negotiations go along, you know, you do get the feeling of where everything is at. The agents do a very good job of preparing their clients and educating their clients on where, you know, the opportunities are and what the parameters of the opportunity are. So I would suspect that all those things should be relatively smooth.
Kevin, let's go back to Grant Clipson for a second here. When you picked him off of waivers, a two-part question, was there anybody in particular in the organization who really pushed you to claim him on waivers? And the second part of that is he exceeded what you thought he would bring to the hockey club in the season and a half he's been with you?
Well, when we did pick up Grant, we had a lot of different conversations, both internally from our scouting department, and we reached out to some people that, had known him in the past with respect to either playing with him or coaching him. So there, we had a lot of good insight into what he was like as a person, what he's like, as a player, and obviously he's someone that is still young in his National Hockey League career. He's played a number of games, but we think that there's still a tremendous amount of room for him to grow. And that's the intriguing part of things here right now, is that we're trying to see if we can keep getting better with players that have ceilings that haven't been reached yet.
Kevin, Gabriel Gosselin with Radio-Canada. Grant is a player who wanted to stay in Winnipeg. How much does that weigh in your decision to make an offer of this length?
Well, we have tremendous belief and tremendous pride in what we have going on here with the Jets and with Winnipeg, and it's not a surprise to us that he did want to stay. We feel we've got a strong group of people here, a good family. We're building a core of players that want to be together, that want to play for each other, and that want to achieve the ultimate success here with Winnipeg. So it is nice to see that he was willing to commit to us, and obviously we were willing to commit to him. Commitment goes both ways, and that's a big step in the process of growing as a team.
Kevin, it's Kirk Penton from the Winnipeg Sun. Just wondering what's different about Grant's game now compared to when he got here.
Well, there's a little more maturity to his game. I think, like any player that continues to have the opportunity to play, and when Grant was given the opportunity to play more minutes, he sees those, and his game continued to grow in those regards. And so I think that's there is a maturity level in a defenseman that doesn't happen very quickly. If you talk to a lot of different people that talk about how a defenseman develops, it does take time for them. And with respect to Grant, again, his development process, I think, is still ongoing, and he'll get a good opportunity here to be a big part of our team moving forward.